Let's continue reading verses 9 through 14 of Genesis 22. Now, in these verses, we have the account of Abraham about to sacrifice Isaac. But then we have the substitution of the ram taking the place of Isaac. Genesis 22, beginning at verse 9. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Once again, some background notes, first of all. Most of you are aware that the Bible teaches truth in several different ways. Let me mention the big three: by precept, by principle, and by picture. The Bible teaches us by precept, that is, by command. Luke 10:27, Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. These are precepts. These are commands. The Bible also teaches us by principle. We see some principles here in this chapter, Genesis 22. The principle of God will test our faith as he tested Abraham's faith. The principle that we can pass the test of faith that God gives us. Verse 12, Abraham passed the test. Another principle, God will provide for us as he did for Abraham. Verse 14. So the Bible teaches us by precept and by principle. But the Bible also teaches us by picture. That is, spiritual picture. And this is especially true in the Old Testament. We call these Old Testament spiritual pictures types. A type, by definition, is an Old Testament person, place, event, or other item which illustrates New Testament truth. It's probably the simplest definition you could give for a type, all right? Here in Genesis 22, we have an outstanding Old Testament type of the death and resurrection of Christ. Notice how the phrase, your only son, back in verse 2 and in verse 12, your only son, in reference to Isaac, anticipates the phrase of the New Testament, his only begotten son. God gave his only begotten son, John 3:16. And that same phrase in Hebrews 11:17. Once again, Hebrews 11:17. That by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. No doubt here in Genesis 22, we have a wonderful type, an outstanding type of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So that brings us then to our doctrinal points. Doctrinal point number one, the sacrifice of Isaac is a type of the death of Christ. The sacrifice of Isaac is a type of the death of Christ. In Abraham, we have a picture of God the Father. As Abraham loved his son Isaac, so God loved his son, the Lord Jesus. John 3:35, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. John 5:20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. You see how both of those scriptures are pictured here in Genesis 22. Abraham sharing his thoughts with his beloved son, the promised heir into whose hand all was given, as they walked together with the wood and the fire to the place of sacrifice. You see the picture? And as Abraham did not spare his own son, so God did not spare his own son. Romans 8:32. God did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. And then, of course, in Isaac, We have a picture of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, willingly going to the place of sacrifice. Verse 9, once again. Then they came to the place of which God had told them. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Isaac was at least a teenager at this point and could have easily resisted being bound and placed on that altar. But he went willingly. He went voluntarily. In John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, the Lord Jesus said, "Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father." That voluntary laying down of his life is pictured here in Genesis 22. The fact that Isaac willingly carried the wood for the sacrifice, as the Lord Jesus willingly carried his cross, may be part of the spiritual picture here. In this case, of course, Isaac was not actually sacrificed. The angel of the Lord stopped the knife in Abraham's hand. But in the case of our Lord Jesus, the knife was not stopped. The Lord Jesus died as the sacrifice for our sins. Notice that it is the angel of the Lord that stops Abraham in verse 11. "But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham.'" Now, who's the angel of the Lord? The angel of the Lord in the Old Testament is none other than the Lord himself, the pre-incarnate Son of God. The angel of the Lord, as you know, disappears from the New Testament. Not there, because now the Son of God has become incarnate. The angel of the Lord stopped the knife here, but not in the future, when he himself would be in the place of sacrifice. The sacrifice of Isaac is a type of the death of Christ. Doctrinal point number two, the receiving back of Isaac is a type of the resurrection of Christ. The receiving back of Isaac is a type of the resurrection of Christ. Now, if we only had the Genesis account, we might conclude that to see the resurrection of Christ in this spiritual picture would be forcing the type too far. But we don't just have the Genesis account. We have the inspired commentary on this event in the book of Hebrews. Let me read again, Hebrews 11, 17 through 19. "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, 'In Isaac your seed shall be called,' concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead," now listen, "from which he also received him in a figurative sense, or as a type, as some of your translations say." So the sacrifice of Isaac is not only a picture of the death of Christ, but also the resurrection of Christ. Isaac then, you see, becomes a type of the resurrected Christ in certain succeeding chapters to Genesis chapter 22. For example, in Genesis chapter 24, when Abraham sends his servant out to find a bride for Isaac, we have a type of the Holy Spirit calling out the church as a bride for Christ, who is resurrected back from the place of death. Wonderful picture here. The receiving back of Isaac is a type of the resurrection of Christ. Now, what about practical application? Have you come to know God as Jehovah Jireh? Have you come to know God as Jehovah Jireh? Verse 14, once again. "And Abraham called the name of the place, 'The Lord will provide,' or 'Jehovah Jireh,' as it is said to this day, 'In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.'" I'm sure you're all aware that God has revealed himself in Scripture by a number of different names. These names reveal the character of God. Some of the names that God uses to reveal himself are compound names, as here, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah means Lord, and is thus translated in many of your Bibles that way, Lord. It's distinguished from another Hebrew word meaning Lord by using all capitals. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. You follow that in many of your Bibles? Most likely, the correct pronunciation of this Hebrew name for Lord is Yahweh rather than Jehovah. But we'll stick with Jehovah here because it's the better known name. Jehovah is the name by which God reveals himself to his people as the Lord who cares for his people and keeps his covenants with his people. Now, combined with Jireh, this compound name means the Lord will see to it or the Lord will provide. God provides for his people. Have you come to know God as Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for his people? God provided for Abraham. God will provide for you. The Lord let Abraham go right to the brink because he was testing his faith. But he provided in the nick of time. God may do that with us. He may test our faith. He may take us right to the brink. But he will provide. He's Jehovah Jireh. Whatever your needs may be, God will provide. You have needs this morning? God will provide. You have physical needs? Do you have emotional needs? Do you have family needs? Do you have financial needs? God is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Illustration. You know, in 1971, I left secular employment as a research scientist to serve the Lord full time. Our unwritten agreement with the Lord at that time was that as long as the Lord met our basic needs, we would assume the Lord wanted us to stay in the ministry. Well, the Lord put us through a time of testing some years ago. We were down to our last $50. Now, all our bills were paid, but it looked like I was going to have to go back to secular employment. Well, Margie had a little bit more faith than I had at that point. She said, wait a minute, we kind of agreed with the Lord. If we got down to nothing, you know, then we'd go back to secular employment. Well, you know, we prayed about this, and we left the matter in the Lord's hands. We didn't tell anyone. Well, I had to speak at a conference that weekend, and I will never forget how people shared with me. It never happened like that before or since. People were shaking my hand at the end of the conference, and there were folded bills and checks in their palms as we shook hands. I mean, I can even remember some people putting checks in my pockets as I'm leaving the building. I mean, it was unbelievable. We hadn't shared our needs with anyone, only with the Lord. And yet God was proving himself to us as Jehovah Jireh. And don't get the idea I'm trying to soften you guys up here, you know, for when I leave. No, not so. I'm just sharing an illustration from our own lives where we came to know God as Jehovah Jireh. The Lord did see, and he did care, and he did provide. Now, that's just an example in the area of the need of finances. But whatever your needs, God is Jehovah Jireh. Have you come to know God as Jehovah Jireh?